COVID-19 cases are exploding exponentially in Western Massachusetts. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 at Bay State Health, the largest hospital network in Western Massachusetts, was 88 Monday. The number of coronavirus patients has more than doubled in 2 weeks. Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac said the surge in cases is alarming.
We've entered a phase of exponential growth.
Speaking Monday at Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's weekly update on COVID-19, Kerouac said Bay State has a total of 100 beds available to treat COVID-19 patients, with a capacity to increase that number to 300 beds by canceling elective medical procedures, as was done last spring.
Because of the surge, our incident command team has begun meeting daily, and there are regional groups of hospital leaders that are meeting on an ongoing basis to plan for bed expansion.
Last Friday, Governor Charlie Baker announced the National Guard would stand up a 240-bed field hospital in Worcester and is scoping out other possible locations around the state. Kerouac said he's not a big fan of field hospitals because it splits hospital staff into different locations.
So from a staffing standpoint, we're going to try to avoid having a field hospital here, if at all possible. I don't know if that is going to be possible, though, because we're at a point right now where we're rapidly rising, and I don't know where the peak's going to be.
Bay State has 1,500 job openings. At Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, there were 19 COVID-19 patients Monday. That number has been as high as 24 recently, according to the hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Robert Roos, who said the positive test rate for the coronavirus has climbed to over 6%.
The community spread of this virus is actually more rampant now than it was in the spring.
The city of Springfield had 646 new confirmed COVID-19 cases last week, the most ever recorded. On Saturday alone, there were 295 new cases, the highest daily case count since the start of the pandemic.
We are a house on fire and we are burning quickly, and we will be ashes soon unless we get relief.
Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said the city is attempting to combat the surge with community outreach to encourage face mask wearing and limiting social gatherings to no more than 10 people. Health inspectors are finding most businesses in the city are complying with the latest rules, including the requirement that restaurants stop serving by 9:30 p.m. Sarno said the city's businesses and residents are suffering economically, and he raised the specter of it getting worse if the rising case counts lead to more restrictions. He implored Congress to pass a stimulus bill.
So please, put some differences aside and get this goddamn package done before we lose more people and lose more businesses. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it's gone on for months now, and this surge continues.
Since the start of the pandemic, Springfield has made about $10 million available to assist small businesses and residents who are struggling to make rent, mortgage, and utility payments. The housing agency Wayfinders, which administers housing assistance programs in Western Massachusetts, is taking 80 to 100 applications a day, according to Springfield Chief Economic Officer Tim Sheehan. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.